Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country and bluegrass gospel music.
Not a Bible could I find. When I asked them for the Bible, when they bought it, what a shame. The dust was covered over it, every fingerprint was blamed. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, salvation hold, get that dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. You may read books and magazines, read of love and tragic things, not one word written, not one word do you know that it is the very truth. And the contents are for you. Dust on the Bible will doom your poor soul. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, words of all the prophets and the saints of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, dust on salvation hold. Get that dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Dust on the Bible. You just heard Agnes Clinton from Chester. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Gospel Trail. Agnes Clinton is in our spotlight today. At 4 years old, her brother Ken showed her her first few chords on the guitar, and at age 8, she was playing and singing. As a child, she would often listen to Kitty Wells, Ray Price, Lefty Frizzell, Farron Young, and Hank Williams on a battery-operated radio. Like many people growing up in the 30s and 40s, they had no electricity. She also spent a lot of time practicing in her bedroom. And Agnes, I can relate to that because I did the same thing. Agnes is a multi-talented musician and plays guitar, dobro, fiddle, and sings lead and harmony vocals. She started performing in public at age 11 at dances at the Maitland Hall. She performed over radio station CKBW with a group called the Rangers, and she was given the nickname Chickie. She was a regular on cable television for 6 years. She's performed at Rollo Bay in Prince Edward Island and various other places throughout PEI. For more than 20 years, Agnes was part of the Basin Street Jamboree at the Chester Basin Fire Department. In addition to music, Agnes is a member of the Chester Basin Firettes, the Basin Gardeners Association, is an active member of the Anon Baptist Church where she sings in the choir, and she helps with missionary work. Agnes has 6 CDs to her credit. One is All Christmas, another is All Fiddle Tunes, one is All Gospel, and 3 are a mix of gospel and non-gospel. I've had the pleasure of seeing Agnes perform a few times. I even played background guitar with her at the Milford Church. And Agnes is one of those people that's bubbling over with joy every time you see her. The opening number, Dust on the Bible, comes from her CD, From the Heart. Agnes has 2 in a row for us. First, you're going to hear one she wrote, A Better Place is Waiting, followed by Will the Roses Bloom in Heaven. Both are from her CD, Past and Present. Here's Agnes Clinton.
A far better place is waiting, where there'll be no hurt nor pain. There'll be no crying or anger, only love and laughter. laughter will remain. While here in this world of sorrow, we'll make the best of each day, keeping our faith for tomorrow and helping each other along the way. Have gone on before us, we'll make it there by God's grace. Jesus knows our every weakness, and He hears all of our prayers. Just remember, when you're downhearted, God's Son is always near. Understand. Just remember, when you're downhearted, God's Son is always near. He hears and answers your frosty wintry silence. There is heard a little moan, and a little child is asking, at the break of the day, will the roses bloom in heaven? Tell me, Mama, tell me, pray. Will the roses bloom in heaven? Are there any gardens there? Any violets and clover? Way up with the angels fair. Will the branches fill with blossoms? And in winter fill with snow? Will the roses bloom in heaven? Tell me, Mama, here I go. Everything is called aglow. Heaven seems to stretch about her, while dream faces come and go. Then she whispered birds are singing songs of melody, and I see the roses blooming while the angels beckon me. Whispered in that land so bright and fair, where the roses will be blooming, there will be no parting there. Goodbye, my little darling, for death is near. Are there any gardens there? Any violets and clover? Way up with the angels fair. Will the branches fill with blossom? And in winter fill with snow? Will the roses bloom in heaven? Tell me, Mama, here I go. Will the roses bloom in heaven? Tell me, Mama, here I go.
Agnes Clinton with two in a row. Will the roses bloom in heaven? And one she wrote, A Better Place Is Waiting. Agnes has a couple more for us, starting with My Garden of Memories, another original composition from her CD of the same title. My Garden of Memories is followed by If You Don't Love Your Neighbor. This comes from her CD, From the Heart. Here again is the talented Agnes Clinton.
My Garden of Memories, I walk through each day, and as I touch the flowers, I remember and pray. My loved ones are waiting in that peaceful land, and one day I'll go there with flowers in hand. There's some of my loved ones so special to me. I remember them each day with sweet memory. But now that they're gone to that home with no sorrow, it feels like a part of them still lives in my garden. A good friend and kind soul gone on to heaven. When looking for wild roses, we thought we might find. When we return to her home and her garden, she gave me a yellow rose bush. It's a favorite of mine. I have friends who still live at work in their garden. They have given me flowers to enjoy in mine. One of my treasures, a white rose from my brother, it grew on the old home place. He started it from a vine. A rhododendron of mother, violets blue and white, Queen Elizabeth Rose of Delhi's a gardener's delight. Irises and daylilies, forget-me-nots and much more, phlox and peonies, primrose and poppies galore. One day when I leave my earthly dwelling, I'll leave all of my beautiful flowers behind. God will care for them and keep them growing in my garden of memories. Will stay alive. Yes, my garden of memory will stay alive.
Thank you.
truth about him, and you never have mercy if he gets into trouble. And you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor, and you don't love God. There's a God Almighty, and you've got to love him if you want salvation and a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told the lie. And you don't love God if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, and you never have mercy if he gets into trouble, and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor, and you don't love God.
Agnes Clinton from Chester with If You Don't Love Your Neighbor, and one she wrote, My Garden of Memories. Agnes' music has been a stronghold throughout her life, and she gives thanks to God for giving her the wonderful gift of music. Agnes performs at 7 nursing homes a month. She also does the Sunday service for several churches. You can find her performing for many benefits in the Chester area. We thank God for this wonderful lady and talent, Agnes Clinton, and thank you for being in our spotlight today. The Northland Ramblers, Bill, Gary, Jerry, and Rob, are from Peterborough, Ontario. They've got a number, I Just Steal Away and Pray. And after the Northland Ramblers, it's the baptism of Jesse Taylor with Smiley Bates. But first, here's the Northland Ramblers from Peterborough, Ontario.
Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I'd do, it could bring a blessing too. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away and pray. I steal away and pray. And I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away and pray. I steal away and pray. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I know God will hear and answer all my prayers. If I ask Him for a blessing every day, when I'm burdened down with grief, He could bring my soul relief if I steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away and pray. I steal away and pray. And I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away and pray. I steal away and pray. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away somewhere and pray.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Among the local taverns, there'll be a slack in business. Cause yes, drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slack in cheating. Cause yes, he won't be stepping out again. They baptized Jazzy Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus came to soul and Satan lost the good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. This time he went under for the Lord. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just expected. The county courthouse records tell us all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost the good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. For this time he went under for the Lord. From now on, Nancy Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them how much Jesse has took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy, and Jesse's got a family, and Frank McCown's got a lot more men. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul, and Satan lost the good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. This time he went under for the Lord.
Smiley Bates and the Baptism of Jesse Taylor. Smiley left us on the 8th of January in 1997 at age 59. Smiley was a very colorful and talented individual. Before Smiley, you heard the Northland Ramblers' Life is Like a Mountain Railway from their CD In an Old Country Church. Bill Anderson and Roy Acuff are next with I Wonder If God Likes Country Music. And this goes out to Judy and Jane in Parsboro. Bill Anderson just happens to be one of the greatest songwriters of all time. He had songs recorded by hundreds of artists, and his songs have found their way to number one for the past 5 decades. Roy Acuff was also the very first king of country music back in the 1940s. There's an excellent story in this song, and Roy, well in his 80s at the time, fits the part excellent. After Bill Anderson and Roy Acuff, you'll hear a song written by Terry Smith. It's Johnny Cash with the Farside Banks of Jordan.
One night we were out on tour getting ready to do a show. It wasn't anything special, just another one-night stand. When I looked over my guitar, and there stood an old man. His cowboy clothes were frayed and worn, and his boots were far from new. He said, I'd like to sit in with your band. You see, I'm a country singer too. Well, we just all had a big laugh, and when I looked back at the old man, there was a tear in his eye. I told the band to cool it, 'cause I didn't want to see him cry. He reached down and he took my guitar with a determined look on his face. But then as he started to play and sing, a look of sadness took its place. He said, I've sang my songs from Maine to California, seen the world through the window of a car. I never saved a dime back when I knew. I always thought someday I'd be a star, but now my voice is cracked and no one wants me. My wife gave up on me years ago. It's been so long, my kid. Don't even know me. And picking and singing is the only life I know. And then he said,
I wonder if God likes country music. Will there be a place up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be, so I can play the chord and sing along? I wonder if God likes country music.
I just stood there. Will there be a place? None of us really knew what to say. He took my old guitar and he put it down ever so gently. And then as he turned to leave, the band stood up and applauded. And I can still hear his words today.
I wonder if God likes country music. Will there be a place up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be, so I can play the chord and sing along?
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first across, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. this life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
The great Johnny Cash with his wife June and a song written by Terry Smith, The Far Side Banks of Jordan. Before Johnny was I Wonder If God Likes Country Music by Bill Anderson and Roy Acuff. Friends, we lost Kitty Wells on July the 16th, 2012, at age 92. Kitty's real name was Ellen Muriel Deason, and she was married to Johnny Wright. Kitty ranks as the sixth most successful female vocalist in the history of Billboard's country music charts. Kitty earned her name Queen of Country Music. And in 1952, Kitty released It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. It was the answer song to Hank Thompson's The Wild Side of Life. Kitty and Decca Records just thought it was another song and had no idea that many record stations banned the song because of some of the content. What they didn't like was a line that said, "It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. My, how times have changed." It was also temporarily banned from the Grand Ole Opry. It became the first single by a woman to peak at number one in the 8-year history of the music charts. It was number one on the country charts for 6 weeks, and it went to 27 on the pop charts. Kitty recorded 50 albums. She toured the world over several times from 1953 to 1968. She was voted the number one female country singer. She was dethroned by Tammy Wynette. Kitty opened doors for female singers that followed, people like Gene Shepherd, Patsy Cline, Connie Smith, and many more. Her husband, Johnny Wright, gave her the name Kitty Wells that was the title of an old folk song. Some of her many hits were Release Me, Amigos Guitar, Heartbreak USA, This White Circle, Will Your Lawyer Talk to God? And to my generation, Kitty Wells was the queen of country music. Kitty's got two songs, A Family Gathering at Home, followed by I'm On My Way.
The children that this old house once knew have long been gone away from its view. But today is the day they've all come home. For today there's a family gathering at home. We'll have a big Sunday dinner and sing some old hymns. And this house will be filled with laughter again.
And these walls will ring out with a joyful tone. For today there's a family gathering.
This house has been lonesome since the children have gone. But today it is filled with good, happy songs. It's like the old house that once I've known.
For today there's a family gathering at home.
We'll have a heard. I'm just a stranger where true friends are hard to find. But I've put my faith in Jesus, and that gospel train I know I'm bound to ride. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
My Jesus, to live with him in his great throne. I'm on my way,
I'm on my way
to meet my Savior and live in my eternal home. At heaven's door, dear old dad, 'cause my prayers have all been answered, and I'm ready to see the promised land. I'm on my way,
I'm on my way
to see my Jesus, to live with him in his great throne. I'm on my way,
I'm on my way
to meet my Savior.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. The next number goes out to Kathy and Chris in Northport. It's Porter Wagner and Willie Nelson, "When the Silver Eagle Meets the Great Speckled Bird." After Porter and Willie, and it's Wanda Jackson with one called "People Gotta Be Lovin'." First, here's Porter Wagner and Willie Nelson.
We've got silver eagles rolling on the freeways every day, singing country music all across the USA. But the wheels one day will fold up and our wings will take the curves when the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
The pearly gates will open and the angel band will ring, standing on the golden stage we'll hear the great one sing. We'll have a grand old opera like no one has ever heard when the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
When Gabriel blows his trumpet, all the bands will be in tune. When the golden curtain rises, there'll be only standing room.
We'll entertain the master in his grand old opera church when the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
Mm-hmm. When the golden curtain rises, there'll be only standing room.
And we'll entertain the master in his grand old opera church.
When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird. When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
Mountain, sail an ocean blue. Man can do about anything he sets his mind to do. Man can send a rocket to the moon above. But man's got a long, long way to go when it comes to brother love.
People gotta be loving, people gotta be free, people gotta live together in peace and harmony.
In this world of trouble, this world of love and hate, there's always room for a little more love and a whole lot less of hate. People gotta get together, this evil to erase, working toward the brotherhood of man for the good of the common race. Hey!
People gotta be loving, people gotta be free, people gotta live together in peace and harmony.
Wanda Jackson with a selection, People Gotta Be Lovin'. Well, friends, since I started putting this program together, I've come down with a pretty good cold. The Long Black Limousine was written by Vern Stovall and Bobby George in 1958. The first recorded version was by Wynn Stewart, but it was never released until years later. Vern Stovall released his own version in 1961. But I like Glen Campbell's 1962 version, and after Glen Campbell and the Long Black Limousine, it's a song that I wrote on Calvary's Mountain.
There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street. Their fancy cars were such a sight to see. They're all of your rich friends who knew you in the city, and now they finally brought you home to me. When you left home, you told me someday you'd be returning in a fancy car for all the town to see. Now everyone is watching. You finally got your dream. You're riding in a long black limousine. The papers told of how you lost your life. The party and the fatal crash that night. The race upon the highway, the curve you didn't see. And now you're in that long black limousine.
chauffeur at the wheel, dressed up so fine. I'll never love another. My heart and all my dreams are with you in that long black limousine.
Can you imagine what happened that day? The birds stopped their singing, a long sorrow's away. The burden he carried, the price he would pay, all because he loves you and me. On Calvary's mountain, he died for you and me. On Calvary's mountain, he set the world free. Remember his love and his blood shed that day. Don't forsake Jesus, he taught us to pray. Let the hallelujahs ring when we hear his name. All glory and honor, don't be ashamed. He carried the cross of faith, hope, and love. All praises to Jesus, our Lord up above. On Calvary's mountain, he died for you and me. On Calvary's mountain, he set the world free. Remember his love and his blood shed that day. Don't forsake Jesus, for he taught us to pray. If you have problems, troubles and woes, take them to Jesus, he's the man who knows. If you have sinned, confess right away, for he is our Savior, he'll show us the way. On Calvary's mountain, he died for you and me. On Calvary's mountain, he set the world free. Remember his love and his blood shed that day. Don't forsake Jesus, for he taught us to pray. On Calvary's mountain, he taught us to pray.
Glenn Campbell's version of The Long Black Limousine, a song written by Vern Stovall and Bobby George back in 1958. You also heard On Calvary's Mountain, a song that I wrote and recorded with Ray Legier on my very first recording in 1995. And well, friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. The one and only Dolly Parton is taking us home with Keep On the Firing Line.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. Keep on the firing. Evil and to spread good cheer. Great good.
friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time. Thank you.